Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have Indianola Noon Lions member Rick Wilson. Jack McGonigal here with Simpson Hall of Famer Rick Wilson. And Rick, you're part of the Indianola Noon Lions as well, and you guys have some upcoming scholarships that you guys kind of give on an annual basis. And tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Well, thanks for having me, Jack. And yes, we have what we call our Indianola Noon Lions. It's our endowed scholarship with Simpson College, and that was established in 1965. But prior to that, we had been giving a scholarship for somebody from Indianola to go to Simpson, and it was a $500 type scholarship, and we'd done that for several years. And one of our Lions Club members, his name is Doyle Woods, and Doyle was also a Simpson graduate, and he was the director of finance at Simpson College. And back then, he decided we could set up an endowment, and we set that up back in 1965. And fortunately enough, it cost $500 to do. Whereas today, if we did that same thing, I have checked with Simpson College, the minimum would be $25,000. So we're glad that we were able to establish that back in 1965. We started out giving to a Simpson, the scholarship to someone going to Simpson from Indianola. And we have built that over the years. And a few years ago, our club had the opportunity to maybe expand that. And we did. We still offer it from a student coming to Simpson, but we do that over the next 4 years. So right now, we currently have four people at Simpson College who are getting that their freshman year, their sophomore year, their junior year, and senior year. And there are some criteria that we maintain, grade points, one of them, and pretty much leave that up into the hands of Simpson because they're in touch with those kids. And it has proven to be quite the deal for us because we, I can tell you about some of the kids. They've come back. They've been in the community. They've come back. They've taught here. We've given them that scholarship. They've talked. Matter of fact, last year during the Hall of Fame ceremonies, Judge Parker's son, Ross, got that years ago, and he has given back to the community, and he's in a small community north of Indianola here, still in the area around Bondurant, and it's good to see that. We got to talk a little bit, and he appreciated the scholarship that he got back in the day. He also played football for Simpson, and there's others that we've given to. Matter of fact, they're teaching here in the community, and maybe they're teaching at Southeast Warren or maybe at Norwalk. So it's something that we help get them through and further their education at Simpson College, Jack.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And really, that's a huge difference maker for some families here in Indianola, I'm sure, whether even they decide to go to Simpson College if they know that opportunity's out there.
And I'll just reference this year. This year, we had 10 students apply for that. So my scholarship committee, we had to go through all those and rank them and rate them, and they don't know who they are. I don't vote, but they know who they are, and they rank them their number one pick, number two, all the way down. So we had 10 applications, and then I take that information and put it together and compile it, and basically it's a numbers thing. Whoever comes out on top, that's who the scholarship will go to.
And are those four, the scholarships, are they the same amounts for the same for all four students?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes, they are. And we're looking to expand that again, but it's a budget thing, and we have to do that. And we're hoping to expand that. Right now, it's a $2,000 scholarship over the 4 years. And our club is wanting to do that, but we have to do it in a manner where we can afford it, and we know the students will love it and accept it, because it's scholars. You go to college today, it costs a little bit, and
Does.
So anything and everything that we can do to help them further their education, our Lions Club is behind that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And when will these students find out if they have received the scholarship or not?
You're going to ask me to pinpoint a date, and I think that's May 21st. It's on a Thursday. That's when things are handed out. I know scholarships are handed out that night, so we'll be able to do that. That night, they'll receive their award.
That's fantastic. And is the graduation that weekend after?
The graduation is that last Sunday in May. Well, it's the 24th, actually.
Okay.
Of May.
Yeah. So.
And yeah, looking forward to that. And it's always a good time. And yeah, we got a lot of great students here in Indianola, and they just, it was a tough decision for my committee, the committee, scholarship committee, to put this together. As a matter of fact, I had a few phone calls. You know, I said, well, okay, I can give you some information, but yeah, so it was, but they all got back, and we know who it is, but we'll announce that on the 21st.
Fantastic. Well, any other information you'd like to give about these scholarships that are coming up here in the near future?
Well, I can talk about the scholarships, but everybody know that our Lions Club has been in town since 1930. And if anybody around wants to contact me or our president of the club, we'd be willing to, if they want to be part of a service group that gives back to the community. Our scholarships are just one thing. There's a bunch of other things that we do and around the community. But if you want to learn more about it, check our Facebook page. It's out now. So
maybe stop by a meeting.
We'd love to have you. Anybody at a meeting, lunch will be on us. And we meet at the Country Club the first and third Mondays of the month. So we really would appreciate and having somebody, if they wanted to be part of our club, that would be great.
Fantastic, Rick. We really appreciate the time, and thank you again. Once again, that was Rick Wilson with the Indianola Lions discussing their scholarship opportunities for Simpson College students. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.